Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we have with us here a former corporate executive, founder of the Trusted Toolbox, successful entrepreneur, published author, and has his own podcast, too, our buddy and former guest, Mr. Chris Lolamia, sitting in with us from now on. Chris, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show, which is, of course, is no... You're no stranger here.
No, I've enjoyed coming here and getting to talk with everybody, so this is going to be a lot of fun, too, because this is a topic that I'm probably going to learn more than most people will on this one, and that's me coming from the banking world.
Well, we all learn all the time. And, of course, we have here with us our sponsor, Dan Watkins from All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and Windows, celebrating a 25th anniversary. Wow, what a milestone. Congratulations, Dan.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's been a long road, but... you know, a lot of hardship, but a lot of fun along the way. And,
right.
And you know, sometimes it feels like it's definitely not 25 years. It feels like a lot less. And sometimes it feels like a lot more, to be honest with you. I mean, this having a business, as you all know, it's not easy work. And if, especially if you're doing it right, there's a lot of stuff you got to work on. And if you think about those early years, you just don't even know how you did it. You know, you don't know how you came through this thing. But I can tell you right now, our business has never been better. I feel like we have such a great team. And truthfully, it's the most fun I've ever had.
And you guys just added windows.
And we just added windows. So I'm super excited about the windows. I really am. We're gonna fill all those openings of people's houses now. You know, truly every opening with the garage doors, entry doors, and the windows. So we're going to, you know, make customers' homes energy efficient, make them look great, and hopefully get it where they don't have to have any problems with any of those things over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Dan. You said business is good, 25th anniversary, big celebration, rah, rah, rah. Hey, let's give the audience a special here. What do you got? Give them some kind of deal here, Dan.
Well, we do have a deal, actually. I have one on the opening of windows. If you buy four windows, you get one free. And this is a true offer. This isn't like these other window companies, right, where they're trying to, you know, play the shell game on you here. I mean, we're truly on the windows. We're going to get you, when you buy four, we're going to get you one for free, and we are going to price these things really honestly to sell right now. We're trying to really break out with these windows. We've done a bunch over the years, but you know, we really never advertised for it. So we're ready to fully be in the window game right now, and we got great installers. My sales guys are great. We've got a great product. So I'm hoping anybody listening that needs windows will give us a phone call and give us a chance to come on out and earn your business.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Chris, we have a very special guest here. Why don't you introduce this lady to
our
audience?
All right, Katrina Luciano. Sorry. Oh, I can't do that to my fellow Paisan. She's here from Silverton Mortgage, where I think a lot of us have a lot of questions about what to do. Some of us are staying in homes. Maybe we're thinking about leaving again, where the interest rates are. There's just a lot of questions where understanding what's going on in the mortgage world and who to trust in this. There's just a lot of questions we have for everybody. So thanks for joining us.
And well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this. When are the interest rates going down?
Well, if you want my personal opinion, I don't think they're going down at all this year. The feds have said that maybe June. But this morning, the inflation report is still up. Jobless numbers are still strong. Job employment numbers are still strong. And so I personally feel like with the election year, we're probably not going to see, if we see any, it might be only one. But it's going to be only 0.25%. So small.
Well, so much for a sunshine and
yeah, sorry
day,
about
huh?
that.
She's rain on her parade, but that's the truth. You just heard it from somebody who's in the business and listening. Again, none of us have the crystal ball. You know that, Jim. But
the new normal, Chris.
I agree.
Oh,
yes.
He dropped a new normal line. I love it.
The new normal, Dan.
Yeah. Well, the new normal is about 15% of this country can't make their payments anymore. So.
Come on, pay up, you unwashed masses.
So, well, listen. I mean, I also want to know what, you know, you hear about the real estate market, and I keep hearing that, you know, people just aren't selling. There's not a lot of inventory right now. But what do I know, and what do these people know that tell me this? What do the experts say? What is going on right now? And give us the forecast for this year if houses are going to start really selling again.
Houses are selling. We have been slammed all year.
Really?
I think that there's different sweet spots. Certainly the first-time buyers, if you're in that 300 to 400 range, wow, you can't even keep it on the market.
Right.
With that being said, you better make sure that that home is taken care of properly to get through the inspection. So some of the people have not done any upkeep, and then the inspection comes back and there's water leaks, there's issues, and the first time buyers, they just don't have the money. So that scares them off. In my neighborhood in particular, and I think certain pocket areas around, I would say, North Metro Atlanta, if it's listed, it's gone. It might take an extra week, possibly 2 weeks, to get those offers, but you see a lot of agents saying, hey, give us your final one by Saturday, and then that's it. We're not accepting anymore. So I feel like we're the have and the have-nots, and the haves are a lot greater in Georgia. I can't speak. We're licensed in 47 states, and I know we're also doing wonderful in Tennessee, Indiana, Florida, certainly a lot of the southern states. So I feel like if I could sell, I would. Because we're getting top dollar, the prices are still going up. Even though you'll see what inflation, or they'll say home prices have not, they've declined a little bit. I don't see that. Not in our market.
So people don't need to take apps like Zillow literally, right? Because maybe that's
not
entirely.
No, do not. And I think that they are forcing the market. They are coming in and saying, so that people think that it's going to come down. Mm-hmm. Every time I turn around, yesterday there was a report, oh, you're better off renting. Rent prices are actually better now than home buying. That's just not true. You know, and if you look at time, right, and where if you were to buy now, we're not going to have a mortgage meltdown again like 2008. That's not going to happen. There's too much regulation. So for those of us that are buying, buy. If you can buy, get in, squeeze yourself into that house any way you can. To me, that's the best thing. And if you can buy a second home or investment property, I would encourage anyone to buy.
You know, I feel like I've got a rental house, and people have been contacting me every day for so long on the phone, text messages. They're calling my mother. They're calling my sister. I'm not kidding you. And I feel like with this inflation, that having property is a real hedge on this inflation
exactly.
too. And even though they are so high, I just feel like they're going to keep going up. I really do.
And
I know sometimes we get like, oh my gosh, this is so inflated. It's going to come back down or whatever. And I don't think it is.
We don't have the inventory to have it come down. That's the issue. So you have more buyers than properties.
And we've got people moving here every day.
Oh, my gosh.
We had last year alone, I think, to the metro market, we're 5.5 million in the major metro.
Unreal.
And we added 350,000, I believe, last year, and it's all projected still to go up.
Right.
So back to the inventory issue.
Mm-hmm,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina, how about somebody who's planning on building? I know, Dan, you're thinking about building up on your land up there. How about financing and mortgages for somebody who wants to build a home on some property they already own? How's that working?
Yep. So that is another product that we actually 5 years ago rolled out our construction perm department and renovation. So it is beautiful. It is where if you own your lot, then you have a builder, your plans and specs. And we will work off of the appraised value of completion. And then you can go up to 90% of that for your loan. It's a 12-month construction period. And right now the rate is running around 7.5%. So you only pay interest only on your draws throughout the 12 months. And then 45 days prior to closing, we're going to compare what the rate is then to your 7.5% rate. And we will reduce your rate if it's lower, or if it's higher, you stay at 7.5. It's a one-time close, so you only pay your closing cost up front. So that also works for if you want to buy a home and do renovation. So we could structure it where you purchase the property and then you have a licensed contractor. So you have your plans and specs of what renovation you want to do. And then at closing, we're going to pay the seller off. That's your first draw, is the interest only on that. And then as the process goes along, same thing, 45 days from closing, we're going to look at the rate, compare. If it's lower, then we'll lock it in at that point. And then, so on top of the construction perm, on top of renovation, we have complete teardowns. So somebody could buy a property that you know you have no intention of living in, and then do a complete teardown, and then same thing, licensed contractor, plans and specs. We work off of what the whole acquisition, the project is going to be. So yeah, our construction perm is excellent.
No, that's a great deal, right? You can't, if it goes up, it stays the same. And if it goes down, yeah, you get the better rate. So yeah, that's,
I have several
fantastic
in process right now of construction perm. We have a large pipeline of construction perm loans.
A lot of people are building.
Yeah, you know, I think it seems to be, if you can find the lot, that's the key. Some people just, they don't know which, you know, have the builder first, the plan specs, or the lot. Not sure which way.
That is hard, chicken or the egg.
Lot, yeah, or the builder, exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you don't know where you want to go.
Yeah, well, so Chris, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to partner with you, was to have all of your knowledge, and that you can literally take a home and say, yep, we could do, you know, 50,000, blow out walls, add addition, whatever.
I'm seeing a lot more of that, only because that's my market. I'm not really in the building market. I'm in the remodeling market. I've definitely seen that where people, I'm starting to see a little bit of an equilibrium, though, because you just hit that. Didn't do any maintenance on the house.
Yeah.
And then now I'm trying to sell it, and they're like, oh, no. But a year ago, it was no contingency. Now we have contingency.
Yes.
So I guess we're running up against the break. Yeah. We'll tease that for next time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Katrina from Silverton Mortgage. She's got a lot of good information for us, so don't go away. I want to remind you to download the Extra 106.3 FM app, where you can stream anytime, anywhere. Right, Dan?
That's right. No excuses, Jim.
I mean, you don't have to worry about a radio signal or anything. So we'll be right back after this break with Katrina.
Is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus, and we have Chris Lolomia with us also today. And we've got Katrina from Silverton Mortgage giving us an insight as to what to expect, and things are really not. I mean, if you've got like kind of a dismal attitude about things, you don't need to, because it's not that everything is not negative, right, Chris?
You can't be negative, Nelly.
No, absolutely. Dan, you're an optimist, right?
I am. I mean, Jim, it could be a little bit easy to be negative of some of the stuff that has gone on the last 3 or 4 years, but it doesn't do.
Come
any
on,
good.
Man.
Hey, it doesn't do any good. You know what?
Come
can
on,
you do?
Man.
Can I get a come on, man? You can't do
that. Well, anyway, Chris, you were talking about inspections.
Yeah, I think this is a big one for a lot of folks that I've seen, is that 2 and 3 years ago, people were buying as is, and it was a total seller's market. Mm-hmm. They would put, and Katrina was saying this at the break, they would put zero contingency in, or would put a due diligence period that can't even be close to being satisfied, when it used to be 9-7 days, somewhere in there. It got down to nothing. But I think what's happening is, while we don't have the inventory, people are starting to have their comeuppance, as it were, where the inspection reports are coming back, and they're starting to ask people to pause for a minute before they buy. So what are you seeing with that? And has it stopped some deals and forced some fixes and repairs in homes?
Yes. So I actually have had deals that we say deal killers from inspectors. So I feel like after COVID, you know, a lot of people, obviously, it was tough financially. And they did take care of their home. Of course, I feel like living in the South, most people don't know how to take care of their home. They just don't put the money into it. So that's where gentlemen like you are so important. So but with that, if the inspection, I'm seeing a lot of cash given to buyers to, instead of doing inspection issue or repairs, they'll say in lieu of inspection, then we'll give $7,500 to Trusted Toolbox to be able to do ABC. So that is allowable in a contract. So it's really kind of nice because it used to be, well, either way, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, they all have a certain limit that one can pay, that the seller can pay towards your closing cost and your taxes, insurance. Once you exceed that, that's it, because the buyer has to pay their own down payment. So realistically, how are we going to structure that? So that's where we will have a contractor come out and say, I just had one where it was $20,000 for paint, windows, etc. So this is very important. Matter of fact, I want to start promoting that more.
Yeah, I think that's a big part, because pay me now or pay me later.
Exactly. Right? And why have a buyer walk away, you know, when as a seller you can say, well, am I going to do, find another buyer, wait 2 weeks, the next inspector is going to say the same thing.
Right.
So might as well accept this contract and let's figure out how to work with it.
Do you find that inspectors, and this is a question not just for Katrina, but also for Chris, do you find inspectors are fair, or are they looking to justify their fee by coming up with things that are really just, you know what I'm trying to say, Chris?
Well, they're paid to find things, right?
Exactly.
And so I've never seen
legitimate things.
Real legitimate things. There is a very standard set of software that a lot of these guys use. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to go with a licensed inspector. That's our certified, I should say, that we don't have licensed here in Georgia. So ASHI or NASHI are the two that are out there. So you want to go with somebody who knows what they're doing. So that way they aren't going to be the guys who are maybe a little overzealous and that deal killer that Katrina just talked about.
Yeah. I'm not seeing that as much either. Although I will say that my daughter bought one of those older homes and the inspector didn't find some things or didn't put it on the inspection report. Yeah. So it's kind of frustrating for a first time buyer, you know, that we've had like a major electrical issue and a water heater leak. So, yeah.
That's not good.
Exactly.
Again, back
exactly.
To the certified inspectors. I can't stress that enough.
Right.
Not all inspectors are the same. Yeah. I mean, I can go out right now. I can purchase a piece of $500 software. I can take a 3-day class and I could be an inspector.
Wow.
Now, I've seen a lot of houses. So I think I'd be pretty good at it.
You would be okay.
but still, that's.
But I know the point you're
the
trying
Wild
to
West.
Make.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not licensed in here. So you got to watch that in Georgia, because that, again, back to Katrina's point, it could be a deal killer or a whole big a bunch of surprises for a first-time home buyer, which is a killer for them.
Right. Oh, wow.
You know, one thing I think people get a little confused on is the different loans that are available. And you've talked of some of the building loans and things like that. But what about some of the more conventional loans, the FHA, VA, USDA? Maybe talk about some of those and, you know, what is different about them and what type of people qualify.
Yeah, it gives most people a headache trying to understand all this.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of letters, you know?
Yeah.
A lot
you
of different letters thrown together.
Yeah, so really what's crazy is your credit score, your income compared to your debt, where the property is located, really those items will all put you into the bucket of, am I in a conventional loan? So if my credit score is over, I tell people around 700, and I'm in metro Atlanta, okay, I'm not in a rural area, then and I have at least 3% down, that's if I'm a first-time buyer. If I'm a second-time buyer, then 5% down, then my sweet spot is going to be a conventional loan. Those are backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and they are underwritten to their guidelines. So really, since the mortgage meltdown, the guidelines are, even if you go to a bank, us, credit unions, whatever, we all are going to still underwrite to these Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae guidelines. Then if your credit score is under 700, doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer, second, third, FHA would be your better interest rate. And with that program, you only need 3.5% down. Now, you can't have two FHA loans. So it does have to be your primary residence. So if you're buying a second home or an investment property, it would have to be a conventional loan.
Okay. And why are we so interested in FHA over conventional? Why do I want to be in that?
What I would, again, look at is your credit score under 700? Then you're going to have a better payment with
your
the FHA.
So your interest rate's going to be lower.
Exactly. Yeah, correct. Your interest rate's going to really be high, like at least 0.5% higher. And both FHA and conventional, unless, well, let's put it, conventional, you have to put 20% down to not have private mortgage insurance. That is to guarantee the lender should you default. And if you have a credit score under 700, that mortgage insurance through the conventional route is going to be very expensive. Whereas FHA, it's a flat amount, but FHA, it's backed by HUD, and it's always going to be there, your PMI, that mortgage insurance premium. So the only way to get rid of it on an FHA is to refinance. But you know what I tell people? Well, if the interest rates are 6.5, 6.75, we're probably going to look at refi anyway. So I really look at, let's just get you into it with the lowest payment and the lowest, how long are we going to be here? I had one where when I looked at the FHA mortgage insurance premium, they have a 1.75% of the loan amount gets added to the balance. And I looked at it, I was like, if we're going to refi, really, you're not going to recoup that. So in that case, it was better to take a percent higher interest rate conventional, knowing that we're never going to be in that loan that long. You and know, then a VA, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's awful. I'm just thinking about these young couples,
yeah.
Katrina.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what way they look at it, it's like hard for a young couple to...
It's always been this way, though. Yeah. This has not changed.
It is.
I've been 32 years in the business, and it's always been conventional, FHA, the VA, for veterans.
I think the one thing that has changed is these houses are twice as expensive as they were just a couple years ago.
20% of a down payment.
And then you
multiply
that by the highest rates that we've had probably in, I don't know, 15, 16,
hold
17
on a second.
Years,
Mom,
something like that.
Dad, Grandpa,
well,
Grandma.
You know what?
Remember
that is,
me?
Yeah,
hey,
but, yeah.
Can I get my inheritance now?
Yeah. Guess what, though? Guess what? That is a point to make, though. So I have told so many people, I actually did a video or a little... Mm-hmm. Live streaming myself that 30 years ago, if it wasn't for my in-laws giving us $5,000 to get us into our first house, we wouldn't have now be in our 11th house, you know? And parents need to look at that. Like, you're sitting on whatever money, your kid's going to get it anyway. Why don't you just go ahead and gift them the down payment now? I don't care, $5,000, $10,000, whatever. If you have that, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever. And that is, there's your down payment.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. Listen, if you got the parents that can do it, and we know that is happening a lot
these days, right?
I mean, back when we were growing up, we didn't have the luxury of having parents that were going to pay for all our stuff.
Pull yourself up in your bootstraps, son.
It's really changed, right? I mean,
our parents didn't have inheritance money, right? Like, my grandparents had nothing.
Yeah.
But now... Our generation, right? Our parents, you know, you think about it, the 70, 80-year-olds, they really do have some reserves that they can.
Well, you're right. It's a different time, and there's no question about it. It's a different time. And listen, there's ways to do things. And I think, this is a little off topic, but as a parent, I think there's things you've got to put some conditions on some of this stuff, right? I mean, just throwing money at your kids isn't going to be helpful in the down the road. But, you know, if there is a way to make something work, I think being in a house and having some responsibility can help you down the road, right? If you know you need to make these payments, you know, it just changes your outlook a little bit. And then you know that's something that's growing for you, and you're going to benefit from that down the road. So you don't want to... let that lapse.
Right.
Chris, you're over there kind of quiet about this.
Well, I was making
you
a
look
kind of
stunned there, Chris.
And I'm not getting my kids the money. No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm with you guys. I think one of the big things about homeowners, and Katrina said it earlier, a lot of times first-time home buyers, especially when it's 3%, right, I have 3% mortgage rates, you're kind of giving away the money. I'm going to go get into a $300,000 house. I'm going to max myself out, and then I'm not going to do anything with it because I've been renting for so long. Now I've owned. But when you own a home... that's just the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of like that's the cover charge you get in the bar, guys.
Now you got to start paying for drinks.
You got to start paying for maintenance. You got to start, and that's where the responsibility comes in. So now I just saw a study on this: a $300,000 house 2 years ago at 3%, their mortgage payment would be $800 less than it is today at 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $800 less that they would have. But what did we all do when that happened? Either bought down your interest rate, or you didn't. Guess what? You just didn't go for that house on the lake, guys.
Yeah.
You didn't go for that really fancy house. You went out two more exits and had to drive further to work.
Chris,
that's
I have a question for you. Where's the houses that are selling for $300,000?
They're way, I'm in Gwinnett, and there are some.
Didn't you hear
that? No, there are some, but they're not great properties.
Didn't you hear where he said you got to go on a couple more exits?
Yeah. Oh, man.
He meant a couple dozen exits, is what he meant.
Way out. No, Gwinnett has some.
Well, I'm up in the mountains, and they're way up there where
you're
where
in the
Papa
wrong
is,
mountains.
And they're still not going for $300,000, are they, Dan?
Not a lot. No, I mean, it is a different
world. Wild where you see some of these, and I know our signal gets out a little bit closer to ball ground here, but I was just driving through ball ground. You're saying from the 600s.
Oh, right.
I'm like, where are you working?
Yeah. I see from the 900s, 800s all the time.
And you're like, where are you working to live out here?
Right. That's ball ground. Those are second. In the 600, I think, is the real point, right?
Those are second-time buyers, though. So I'm doing a lot of those clients, and the first-time buyers are still pushing out, whether it's Powder Springs, even Kennesaw, still there's some affordable spots in there of older homes that these people have sold and moved up to ball ground in the 600. Right. So I don't think that I think there are. I'm seeing a lot more coming back now. You know, when I first started out, right, it was, oh yeah, 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch, woohoo.
Yeah.
You know, I was perfectly fine with that panel. Remember the paneling on the side?
The wood paneling.
Chris still has that in his house.
I had the really old fireplace, and I like to have the paneling in there. My green shag is looking blue.
Oh, wow.
The green shag. I remember it well.
It'll come back soon.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
I'm waiting for the comeback.
Avocado appliances.
Avocado appliances, that's right.
The terrazzo floors.
Oh, yes, yes.
Lovely. All coming back, friends.
Well, you know, it is... It is crazy to think, you know, in 2008, 2009, 2010, I can remember the prices, these same houses we're talking right now, right, that are probably going for $350 at this point. That same house you could pick up for $40,000 back then.
Yeah.
And you might have to put $20,000 into it to get it, you know, to be a good rental. And I just remember thinking back then, like, boy, if I had some more money, I should be gobbling these houses up,
right?
And the people that did that right now, I know.
Just they're got in Fat to be, City.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, these were $40,000 homes.
They're living up next to Jim.
$350,000 Yeah, it's really crazy to think from that time to this time. Really, how short a period of time it went from that to that. I mean, crazy.
All right, so I'm thinking about buying a house. Here's the big question. I'm a second-time buyer, or you know, I'm a third-time buyer. Should I get pre-qualified now? Do I need to do that because I'm established?
Yeah. Well, so what we have is called a Silverton Secure, and what that is basically where we have you fully approved so that it would be like a cash offer, and we have a letter that says your income, credit, assets have all been confirmed. The only thing we need is the appraisal and title from the closing attorney. That is powerful. I've gotten so many offers accepted just because of people. And I tell them all the time, is all we have to do is, yes, let me get your employment information. I'm going to put in a to-be-determined property address, Georgia, someplace. And that'll be able to check that box of, are we going to go conventional or are we going to go FHA? And the other reason I love to do this is because the property taxes have gone up everywhere in Metro Georgia. Doesn't matter, or Metro Atlanta. Doesn't matter, you know, used to be Hull County, Beryl, Paulding. They've all gone up. So if we have it nailed down exactly what your income is, maybe I need to be able to do an average of your bonus, your commission, your overtime. You're self-employed. You just filed your 2023 taxes. Great, it's a little higher than last year. Now let's throw out the 21 tax return that after COVID still might be poor, and let's use your 22-23 tax return. I'm not looking at you for that reason, just so you know.
No, he was doing really good.
I did. You keep bringing that up. Okay. Boy, it was unbelievable. Yeah, that was a great time.
We're good.
I want those days back.
Hey, you know, I think most of the people that really got hurt there were the people working in restaurants, you know, which probably weren't those clients.
Yeah.
Or
owning restaurants.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
And then, you know,
in bars.
Yes. Hey, and how important was the house, right, during COVID? I mean, everybody was sitting at home, you know, not me and Chris, right? We were all working still. Yeah. But
And now student loans, the repayments kicked in. So I first question, you know, if you have student loans, I don't care if they're deferred, we're still going to count a payment. So a lot of people, when you're looking on Google, Google doesn't say, oh, we're still going to count this payment on that. Or, you know, if you have a car lease and you're like, oh, I only got three payments left. We have to count that. The assumption is that, well, obviously you're going to have to get another vehicle. But if you own that vehicle and you have less than 10 payments, we don't have to count that payment.
Okay.
So that's a big difference. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember also back then, there was around when I bought mine, I got a steal on my house. Unbelievable what I got, right? At that same time, I'm talking about those same homes. But I mean, did they put me through the ringer? I mean, back then, and part of the reason I got this house, the three people before, they couldn't even get a loan for home. And I just, you know, I think back to how hard it was then, right? We had that crash. So, you know, the banks, it was really hard to, and you had to put a lot of money down. I mean, how do you feel like right now it is as far as trying to get that loan? I mean, is it really hard, where is it compared to back then? That was like the hardest time. Yeah. And then before that, it was the easiest time, right? Right before the crash. So where are we
like
at as far as?
We definitely are doing all the checks and balances, making sure all the way up to doing a verbal verification 10 days prior to closing that you're still working. We have a credit monitor on your TransUnion credit so that if you happen to go out and go to Lowe's the 2 days before closing, we're going to get that notification credit inquiry and need to make sure. So, and then we now, too, for self-employed people, it used to be that, gosh, you had to give 3 months bank statements. Well,
first
2 years
child.
Tax returns, 3 months bank statements, business personal.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Whoop,
and
did I say that out loud?
Yeah. And now it is only your most recent. Fannie just changed this where it's the most recent tax return that's filed if you've been in business over 5 years. So you both would fly through that. And given that 2023, we're coming up on the last day to file, you could then do an extension and we could still use 22 up until October of this year.
Okay.
So after October, then we have to show either you have filed or, and then guess what? If you owe taxes, a lot of tax liability, obviously most salaried people don't have a tax liability, but for self-employed, you may. And if the IRS is acceptable on an installment agreement, then we only need that installment agreement, and then you make one payment, and then we're okay to count that payment in your debt ratio.
Well, that is a big difference. I mean, I know Chris has probably gone through this in the past, too. It is amazing how long you could have been in business and how successful, and it made it so difficult. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And so that's nice to hear, because I think, listen, this is a different day and time. You know, before everybody was working for somebody, it seems like. And we have a lot of people that work on their own. Even if it's not a business like me and Chris have, they may work as a 1099 somewhere.
Well,
they've been doing it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's legitimate. They've shown it year after year. But, boy, it used to be we're not going to give that person a loan, basically.
Right. I was just going to say, though, to your 1099 employees, that is always the tricky part, because they'll do the Schedule C of a profit and loss. And I can't tell you how many accountants, well, I don't know if they're accountants, but anyway, they just write off everything. And then they come to me and we do have to use their net income. So they'll say, oh, I made $70,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you literally have $10,000 that I can use. So I'll make sure that I say before you file, we can't do nothing this year. Before you file next year's tax return,
right,
let me look at it.
Don't write
everything
off. Let
me average, and then I can say this is what you have to show so that we can average 24 months over the bad year and your really, really good Schedule C.
This is where having a professional get involved early.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not thinking about buying a house right now.
You're right.
Maybe you're thinking about buying a house next year. Maybe you're thinking, I really should buy a house now. I think your first call might need to be to Katrina.
Yes.
Who does it, right? I mean, most people don't think that way, but that's absolutely true. Again, I used to have a lot of 1099s, and I felt badly for them because, of course, they're going to write off as much as they can. That's one of the advantages to being a 1099 employee.
Right.
You know, is keeping more money in your pocket, but it was always the same catch-22. I can't afford a house. I don't look like I make any money. And
most of the time, they just don't understand.
And what
though,
do they do usually,
you know?
Dan? Hey, can you help me with that?
Can you?
Well, no, I
can't.
Can
you help me $10,000 for the house?
No, I can't. Yeah. That's not the way it works, buddy. Call your mortgage broker, see if she can't help you out.
Yeah, because we have no income loans anymore. So it used to be that you could do, you know, literally just a heartbeat or what,
fog of mirror.
Yeah, fog of mirror.
That's my hiring
you could
practices.
Get a loan.
What?
Yeah,
no, I don't. Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, everything is qualifying now.
Yeah.
Now that was right after COVID. It was fog and a mirror.
Oh, yeah. That was find true. Any workers. I mean, hey, will you show up today? Let's see if you show up. And of course, they say yes, and they didn't. But I think the big takeaway for me there was talking to your mortgage broker early, even if you're thinking, man, maybe next year I'm going to be moving and going.
Yep. I just did a young professionals home buying seminar, and 50 people just looking at you like taking notes. I felt like a professor at UGA or something.
Yeah.
And but that was the thing, was that, you know, they all were just deer in headlights and had no idea, where do I start? What do I? Because the internet really is overwhelming, right? It just sends you down all these rabbit holes, and the next thing you know, you have 10 different lenders calling you because you went on LendingTree just for some reason. So yeah, it's definitely, it's never too early.
We forget, you know, but it's easy to forget that when you were younger, how hard it was, you didn't have money, and how hard all this stuff was.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I tell you, folks, it's an interesting times, but we're up against a break, and you're listening to Katrina from Silverton Mortgage, who's been giving us a lot of good, valuable information. She's not going away. We got another segment yet, so don't go away, because we got Chris and Dan and myself here, and we're just like a bunch of kids here listening to the expert, and it can really help you if you just pay attention. We'll be right back.
Is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. We have Chris Lolomia from the Trusted Toolbox here with us today also. And we're here with Katrina from Silverton Mortgage, if you're just joining us, giving us a lot of information on the landscape out there. And What's the next topic here? We were talking about it in the break, Dan.
Well, we were talking about a lot of things at the break, but
we talk about all kind of. This has turned into like a big conversation, and because it's a hot button here, isn't it, Chris?
Well, let's let Katrina tell us what
down payments.
Down payments.
Yeah, so one
down
thing.
Payments. That's it. Down payments.
I gotta have money to buy a house. What?
So that was one thing that I should have said earlier when I said that conventional requires 3% down and FHA requires 3.5% down. But actually, they still require it, but you can have a down payment assistance from, there's grants, there are silent second mortgages, there are repayable second mortgages. So really, that's where it goes back to that Silverton Secure. It is critical. Doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer or buying your 20th home. Make sure that you have talked to a professional that can walk through, what is my income, what is my credit score, what are my debt obligations, and then if I go with no down or a down payment assistance, what does that give me? If I go with my own down payment, what does that give me? So it's going to be important to make sure before you go out there, fall in love with the house, to have that done.
And also before you get negative about the situation, think there's no options, they need to come and get educated.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a lot of things they don't know, right, Chris? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. 100% on the education, you've got to learn that. So one of the questions I've got is, all mortgage brokers are the same, right? I mean, come on. No, what?
Actually.
What should we be looking for in a mortgage broker?
So it's interesting. I had my own company for 25 years, Family First Mortgage, and one of my real estate agents named that, Family First. And so I did the opposite. I worked 25 years and did everything myself, and then moved to Silverton for support. Silverton is a lender. So I was a broker, which means I never closed loans in Family First Mortgage name. It was always in whoever the bank was that I parked you with. As a lender, we close in our name. We're actually a Berkshire Hathaway mortgage or company. So we're under Clayton Homes. So we have a lot of resources available to us. And with that being said, we do no closing cost refinances. So if you close with us, then we will waive our lender fees, basically, which is almost $1,500. We'll pay your appraisal. You might not even need one. Sometimes the automated system doesn't require one. But if it does, we'll pay that. And then also, because the Georgia intangible tax, we're closing Silverton. We closed Silverton when you bought the home. Now we're closing Silverton on the refinance. We don't have to pay that. And that's $3 per thousand. So I have so many repeat people that I have closed over and over again. When the rates were coming down, you know, it was, hey, it's a 0.5% less. Hey, giddy up. You know, let's do a refi.
You know, that's a big saver right there. I mean, what what you just talked about. I mean, I just, you know, typically those extra costs make it where you really got to wait for that interest rate to come down before you tear it up and start over again based on those fees. If those fees can get waived, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Keep doing it over and over.
And I don't know about you guys, but when I saw those fees and every mortgage I've signed, I just sit there and just bristle every time. Like, I can't believe I'm paying. And what's this one? And this other fee? And this other one? And this other one? Wait a minute. My mortgage is supposed to be this. And then you turn to the very end and it says, by the end of your 30-year mortgage, you'll have paid this.
Ooh. Don't even look at that. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, look away.
Yes,
look away from
exactly.
the table, Chris.
Yes.
They had to revive me on that one. I'm talking heart compressions, airbags. It was bad.
That's probably why you've always paid cash for your homes, right, Chris?
Always paid cash. Well, how about PMI? That one, I'd tell you, that was the one that drove me nuts.
Me too.
I couldn't wait to get out of PMI. Yeah. I was double paying up just to get that down and out. Yeah.
Let me make a quick point, too, if I don't mind. So we also have where you can recast your mortgage. So if you start out with, yeah, whatever, 6.5, and then the rate just hasn't moved in the last couple of years, but maybe you had another property that you sold. If you're able to say you own a home, I'm going to buy a new primary, but I don't want to wait and have to sell my house, but you could qualify for both. Well, great. We'll go ahead, get you into the new house. Now you sell your old home, and then you can take your profit, $50,000, $20,000, whatever, and drop it onto the balance. And then we will recast what your new payment is based on your lower balance with the same interest rate and your remaining term. So you don't have to do refine if you don't have to.
Yeah, there's so many options. I mean, there's so much today that you have told us that I had no idea this existed, truthfully.
Yeah, every day I'm being hit with changes.
Right.
It's a lot, yeah.
Well, you know, folks who are listening out there, that's what's great about the All Four Seasons Home Show, if I can pat the show on its back. Because you tune in and you get so much education, right, Dan? That you don't, I mean, even we hear things we don't know.
Definitely
right,
do.
Chris? I mean, you just don't know about
it. Feverishly.
You think you know.
And
but you don't.
I just got done texting my dad.
Dad, you're not asking Dad for a loan to buy a house, are you?
Yeah, no.
Dad, you need to tune into this one.
Hey, so FHA allows for a very close friend. Chris, very close friend.
Okay.
Can I get something?
Oh, no. All right. Yeah, we'll get you out of there.
Wow. Well, Katrina, you are certainly a storehouse of knowledge, that's for sure. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the political environment, if it goes one way or the other, we don't know which way it's going to go, and we're not going to predict it, but do you think that will impact your industry one way or the other, or is there stability regardless?
Well, I would think maybe the bridge in Baltimore may affect it more, right? Just I'm curious about that. It's
terrible.
Not going to affect us getting the mortgages, but possibly that industry of any right car industry, whatever. So I personally don't think the political climate, I used to think that, but hey, you know, here we are, right? And it doesn't seem to matter who's in office. We're all kind of oblivious soon. We're just going to move on with our lives.
Dan, I know you have an opinion. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, listen, you can't predict these things. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, after the craziness that we've seen for these last 3 years, you know, I would have thought we'd be collapsed by now. And, we're still kicking.
That's right.
And, you know, it's not great. You know, the inflation's been terrible, right? That's really been a killer. But, you know, everything else seems to be stable, at least. I mean, Chris, you know, we talk all the time about business forecasting, what we expect, what month. You know, we're always talking about things like this.
This reminds me of a story when I was a boy in Delaware growing up in a middle-class family. And
yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. And that's the bottom line, right? Whether it's the stock market or, you know, anything else, you just if you think you can predict all this stuff, you'll be shown
that
you're wrong.
The one thing you want to take away from this is if you're thinking about buying, you should. And that was the advice I was given 30 plus years ago as well. And that is, you know, hey, if you're thinking about buying, you should, because you can't predict what's going to happen. And you don't know if a bridge is going to collapse. You don't know what's going to happen.
You just don't know.
So if you can do it, do it.
Well, here we are at the end of the show. Katrina from Silverton Mortgage, thank you so much. And I hope that you'll come back in a few months and give us an update on everything. Katrina, how do folks get in touch with you and Silverton Mortgage if they want more information?
So my cell phone, best number, 678-778-6858. Again, Katrina Luchasano with Silverton Mortgage.
Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and Windows, thank you for sponsoring the show and making this possible. Chris Lolomia from the Trusted Toolbox. And Chris, you got a podcast too. You want to mention it real quick?
Yeah, we got one for anybody who wants to be in business or scale a business called the Small Business Safari. Go go out and check it out on where you get your podcasts, and you'll actually learn a little bit there too. Not because of me.
There you go. There you go. So you folks have a great week, and tune in next Saturday morning at 9 here at the All Four Seasons Home Show.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
Baseball fans, get Fubo to watch your team without cable. Fubo has Bally Sports, ESPN, and more top sports channels. You can record games with the included DVR or stream them on the go with the Fubo app. Start watching today at FuboTV.com. That's FuboTV.com.